If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Here's Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news. Starting off with Chicago's small business folks, and they're going through some trying times now, aren't they, Jen?
They are. Good morning, Bob. We are reporters Mina Bloom and Hannah Alani just started hearing from people, honestly, in the last week or so who found out that the federal paycheck protection program had run out of money and they didn't get any. So all these stories have been out, I'm sure, as you guys have reported on big chains like Potbelly and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse getting millions. Meanwhile, a lot of small businesses in Chicago who applied for the program have not received any money. And frankly, they don't know how they're going to be able to survive much more of this. We're actually working on a follow-up to the story today, checking in further with like different city programs that have been rolled out to help small businesses. The problem is there's just so many. The city announced this week that they gave 124 grants to businesses in the city, but as we all know, that's a drop in the bucket. Tens of thousands of businesses that risk permanent closure, frankly, due to the coronavirus shutdown.
Are they optimistic about the government getting some more money to them soon, possibly approving a bill this week?
The people that we talk to, a lot of them are restaurant owners, and over the time, a lot of the restaurant owners have been saying, we really think that there needs to be a program just for restaurants. They're just, the industry has been so hit harder than a lot of other industries by the coronavirus shutdown. But yeah, some are optimistic, some aren't so much. A little bit of confusion over filing, saying, you know, hey, yeah, we filed a little late because it was confusing. We didn't have anyone to help us with the application. Meanwhile, like these bigger places like Shake Shack, which actually returned $10 million yesterday, they have lawyers, they have accountants, all these people to come in and properly fill out these forms for them and get their foot in the door. Whereas, you know, there's a place called Tipsy Space in Westtown, and, you know, it's one person, and she had a staff of eight at one time, and she's making cakes for events, and all those events are canceled. So she's, you know, trying to make it work with carryout. But yeah, everyone's trying to be creative, but even all the takeout revenue is just not covering their costs, and they're still paying their employees during takeout while, you know, being hit hard by the dine-in ban.
Yeah, and what about all those other independent, small business, mom-and-pop places, hair salons, clothing stores and boutiques? I mean, it's massive, isn't it?
It is. A friend of mine, actually, she owns a boutique in Westtown called Dovetail, and said, you know, this actually got me to build my website.
Yeah.
She does a lot of vintage stuff, so it didn't make sense to her to do a website before because, you know, she gets one piece of something and then it's sold out. But she's just, you know, curating the website every day, putting up all the new stuff as soon as it sells, updating the site. She's doing it from her place in Uptown. Same, there's a furniture place that I love called Escal. They also have like textiles and clothes and jewelry, all local stuff. And they are doing the same thing. They're kind of curating cozy setups on their Instagram account and trying to get people to buy blankets since you're home anyway.
That's all you can do. I mean, go online.
Exactly.
That's where everybody is these days. Well, there's some good news from the South Side. Talk about what this seventh grader is doing, Jen.
This is really sweet. Darius Mason, he is a seventh grader at St. Thomas the Apostle in Greater Grand Crossing, and he and his mom just started sewing masks, mostly for family members who work in essential jobs but did not have access to masks. So he said his cousin works at the juvenile facility in the city, the Cook County Juvenile Detention Center, and his cousin didn't have a mask. So Darius, who did not know how to sew, and his mom, like, they found patterns online and they got some fabric, and they have been, you know, cranking out masks. They've done more than 400 already. They've given them to the Chicago Police Department, the Cook County Juvenile Detention Center, and nurses at area healthcare centers. They've also created these little snack boxes with trail mix, goldfish crackers, for essential workers and emergency room workers. And it's personal for the family. Darius has lost his great-great-aunt and his great to coronavirus, and his great-uncle is currently recovering from the virus. So, you know, he's seen how bad it can be, and he's already lost someone in his family, and just wants to make sure those people who do have to keep going to work every day are at least somewhat protected.
Yeah, that is a sweet story. And I can't believe this story out of Edgewater. How is this possible that a restaurant actually just opened and they're doing well? What's going
on here? It's wild. It's wild. We heard about this. These two guys, they have been cooking in this pop-up kitchen in the Long Room, which is a bar in Lakeview. It's you know, kind of a hole in the wall, but you go in there, they have really good food on tap always. It's called Beard and Belly, and this duo of chefs, Kyle and Jim, they've been serving up their burgers and grilled cheese sandwiches and poutine in that bar for years, and they decided a while back to branch out on their own, and they did it with this coronavirus timing. So they picked the place up at 6100 North Broadway in Edgewater, and they brought on a institution in Milwaukee called Honey Pie Cafe. I don't know if you've been there, Bob, but it is amazing. It's a little cafe and diner in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And they recruited them to kind of open a cafe alongside their restaurant. So the word got out online that they were opening on Friday, and they've completely sold out of food 3 days in a row. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they completely sold out of food. They're just doing takeout service, not even delivery, and they sold out. So they just decided to go through with it. They were like, you know, we were set up to open, we're paying rent on the place, and everything was good to go. We have a staff in place, so we're just gonna start making food, and the neighborhood apparently loves it.
Yeah, and so how did it get so hot so quick? Just from neighborhood people?
Yes, so the neighborhood people are huge. Honey Pie has a cult following. I know I go there every time I'm in Milwaukee, so I'm pretty excited about going up and getting a slice of pie one of these days. And the Beard and Belly team that previously was at Long Room, they had a cult following too. People would go there for their burgers and their poutine. So I think they just had a...
Oops, did we lose Jen there? I think she was about to say they just had a great following. 6155 North Broadway. I'll definitely have to check that out. All right. Well, we'll talk to the folks at Black Club Chicago, Jen Sabella and Company, again tomorrow.